Good morning. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that you're saved and on your way to heaven? Hallelujah. Good to see you this morning. Let's pray just for a second. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we honor you, we worship you. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, we want to be led by you and your perfect will. We recognize and realize, Lord, that you are the heart knower. You search the hearts of your children, your people. You love us with an everlasting love, and you want to minister truth to our lives. You want to bring us to a place where we can lay down in peace and safety. We can lay down and have our very ear against your bosom, and we can hear the words, Lord, that will cause faith to rise, enable us to loose that truth that come out of our own mouths to create what you would have for us. Lord, I recognize and realize that there's many things that's happening in people's lives, your children's lives. And Lord, we want to be able to yield to you and allow every need to be met. Because you went to the cross 2,000 years ago just to take care of all of those needs and to bring a revelation that you're creating a family, that you are our Father. Lord, so you just lead us and guide us. Help each one of us to come under the very leadership, the anointing that destroys yokes, to help us to be able to respond to you and come to that place of perfect peace. Let it be, Father. We ask you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. You know, this new year is exciting to me. There's a lot of things that we're going to face that the enemy is going to try to do to stop and hinder. But you've got a God that's greater. Amen. And so I recognize and realize that, you know, my heart's been heavy this week with you. I've been in prayer with you, thinking about the different things that you're having to deal with. And so I want you to know that our victory is in the Word. Our victory, because the Word is Jesus Christ. And so we're going to start out and we're going to preach this message that the Lord laid on my heart. But at any time the Lord would move us in a different direction, we're going to follow that. Amen. So if you would, open up your Bibles to John chapter 10. Very familiar verses of Scripture. Last week we started a series, Just Like Jesus. And we talked about if we're going to be just like Jesus, we've got to be determined disciples. If you didn't get to hear that message, you can go to the website and download it, or live stream it, or we'll get you a CD of it, but you need to hear that, because over the next few weeks we're going to be looking at, out of the Word of God, who you are. It's critical that you see who you are. You need to see from the very mirror of the Word of God, amen, rather than what your situation says, my situation says, rather than what the enemy would say. And so that's why we're looking at this. And this morning we're going to talk about, if you're going to be just like Jesus, if I'm going to be just like Jesus in this year, we've got to go from pastor to pastor. We can't stay in one field. We can't feed on one thought, on one subject. We've got to allow the Spirit of God to take us to deeper places in Him. Amen? All right. With that being said, John chapter 10. For sake of time, let's just read verses 9 and 10. John chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man, any woman, any boy, any girl enter in, he or she, they shall be saved and shall go in and out, now mark that down, and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it how? More abundantly. More abundantly. Amen. Brother Zach, would you pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your love and grace God has been here.
Yes.
At this time, Lord, let this lesson be taught down upon us, Lord, and let it soak into our spirit for your
yes.
full fellowship, for your full wisdom and your understanding, God. I thank you for it, Lord. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. So what I want us to see, you know, we know people that we love and we want to help them and we want to help each other. You know, and like we talked about last week, there is so many within the body of Christ, within the Church of the Living God that are struggling. Come on. I don't know about you. Sometimes I struggle. I go through things and I don't understand why. And so I need a word from the Lord that will cause me to refocus, that will empower me to be able to operate in what He says for me, what He has for me, rather than what I feel, rather than what the enemy would try to convince. The enemy's very good at browbeating. He's very good at discouragement. And so we need some truth. So, you know, we said last week, you know, we've got to hold it in our heart, you know, Galatians 5:16, that we walk in the Spirit. And if we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust or the pull of the flesh. And that the lust of the flesh is you know, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to make the way. I'm going to be able to do those things. And God's God. Amen. And He's our God. And so He wants to help us. And there's some things that you and I will never be able to do. But through Him, we can do all things. And so He's your source of strength. And so this morning, I want us to look at these verses of Scripture, very familiar verses of Scripture. But I want us to look at them in just a little bit different light. Now, notice, you know, Jesus, He wants us to be in the place where we recognize that He is the door. And we all know this. We've heard Him preached and we've talked about Him so many times. But when He says, I am, it's present tense. He is the door for you and I to walk into everything. Everything that this Bible has promised us, everything that you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ with because of your faith, everything that you are an heir of God because of your faith and because of God's grace in your life, we've got to see that to be able to access that, we've got to go through the door of Jesus Christ. And so He wants us to see that. He wants us to be able to get a spiritual understanding that He is that door. And he said here in these verses of Scripture that we have to be willing to enter into that door. And when we enter into the door of Jesus Christ, we've got to see that there's different pastors for us. And we've got to be willing to move and to go from pastor to pastor. In other words, going from word to word and not get hung up on what's easy. Sometimes we've got to get into some things that's hard on the flesh, but it just feels right in our spirit. Amen? And so I want us to see this. As I was reading these verses of Scripture, the Spirit of God took me back to when I was about 8 years old, and I was there with my grandpa on my mom's side, and he had this plowing horse. His name was Old Gray. And that spring, Old Gray had got into chicken grass. How many knows what chicken grass is? Now, that horse does what a lot of livestock does. He ate that chicken grass until he floundered himself. And you know what it does to the hooves of their feet and so forth. I mean, it literally burnt this horse. And so, you know, in other words, something that is good, we can get on something that's good in the Word of God. And it's good for us. It's beneficial and it's great and it's wonderful. But we can just stay on that one thing and feed on that one thing, and we can miss out on what God has for us in the fullness. We can't just stay where we're at. We've got to be willing to go. He said, I want you to go in and out. And so this morning, you and I, as Brother Corey's been led by the Spirit of God to talk about the little gods that might be in our life, the little idols, we've got to recognize and realize that there's things in our life that we'll never see, we'll never understand, that God has the answer for if we're not willing to get up from where we're at and to go where the Spirit of God would lead us to. Amen? The Spirit of God is ministering His Word to us, and according to James, it shows the mirror of who we really are. It shows the revelation of where we're at, but it also gives us hope of where He wants to take us. This year, this is the year of expansion. I believe it with all of my heart. This is the year that we're going to see the prodigals come in, and they're going to be used then to reach a generation that hasn't known God. It's going to be a year that God is going to show you great things, and you're going to speak it with your mouth. You're going to use His words to create His will, His plan. And we talked about that Wednesday night, and we may talk about it some more tonight. But I want us to get into this place where we see that there's two situations in your life. Now, Jesus, He said, there is a thief out there, and that thief wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And so everything in your life and everything in my life, if it's not going according to thus saith the Lord, if it's not going according to the Word of God, we need to step back and we need to say, Lord, I need a direction here. I need the food that is convenient for me by the Spirit of God. I don't want just what I'm thinking I'm needing. I'm wanting the answer. Amen? And so let's talk about this just for a second. Now, notice what he said. He said, you shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, think about sheep and think about how easily they are to be, well, destroyed. You and I, we've got to have a shepherd. We've got to have Jesus. And we've got to make sure that He is our shepherd in every situation and make sure that we know that His Word said that we hear His voice. Aren't you excited about that this morning? You can hear the voice of the Lord no matter what's happening. And the voice of the Lord is true, it's genuine, it's powerful. And He said that He would call you by name. Oh, glory. The Lord Himself knows us by name. He knows my weakness. He knows my limitations. He knows my struggles. But He has a potential for me that is written down in heaven. It's written down from the foundation of the world. And that potential is that when I see Jesus for who He is, I take Him as my Lord. He'll lead me to that next place. Amen? So, let's look here. Turn over. And I want us to get something in our heart. Go with me to Mark chapter 6. And let's get this in our life, what God wants to do for us. Now, remember, Jesus, He said, let me reread that. He said that you shall go in and out and you shall find pasture. But notice there in that one verse where He said, yeah, I am the door, and if any man or any woman, any boy, any girl, if they enter in, they shall be saved. Now, thank God for salvation. Thank God for salvation. But He wants us to understand what full salvation is. Now, this word salvation here, it's sozo in the Greek. And a good literal translation of it would be, He wants you made whole. Because the word means to be saved. It means to be healed. It means to be delivered. It means to come under protection. But it means, actually, we could say, lacking not one thing. That's what God has for you and I. And so I don't know about you this morning, but as the Spirit of God is moving in my life and showing the Word of God and allowing me to look and see myself through that mirror, I'm recognizing and realizing that I am not made whole. I'm not complete in areas in my life. There's some areas that I'm vulnerable. There's some areas that I'm weak. There's some areas that I'm hurting. There's some areas that I need some wisdom to know what to do, amen, to come to the next stage in the life that the Lord has for me and not the devil. And so I want us to see this word sozo and understand how it was an integral part of Jesus' ministry. Look at the last verse in Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6, notice, it's talking about Jesus. And it said, and whithersoever He entered, into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought Him that they might touch if it were but the border of His garment. And as many as touched Him were made whole. Same word that's translated saved in John 10:9. They were made complete. They lacked not anything. See, the message that you and I have got to get to people today who are outside of the relationship with God through Jesus Christ by the Spirit is that God is mindful of where they're at. He loves them right where they're at. He sees their hurt. He sees their heartache. He wants to pick them up and if they will allow Him to, cause them to come through the door of Jesus Christ and come to the realization that whatever is missing in their life, Jesus is the answer. See, we've all tried everything. We have tried money. We've tried drugs. We've tried sex. We've tried prestige and all of the materialism, all the things that the world has to offer. We've tried it, and we found it what? Lacking. It's empty. You know, those things that my flesh had convinced me that were so important the moment that I attained it or the moment I done it, that vacuum, that emptiness, that feeling that soon went from exhilaration, it went to hopelessness. So you and I have got a message this morning. The message is that there is a God that loves them enough to demonstrate that love through Jesus Christ, and He wants to grab a hold of their heart, and He wants to take them from glory to glory. He wants to take them to a new word continually, and He wants them to be able to recognize and realize that they can touch Him. Come on, that was a novel ideal in the time of Jesus. Remember Jesus being this rabbi, and as He come through the situation where He met the leper. Remember? The not only did He touch the leper, but He let the leper touch Him. That's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of Lord that we have. This is the message that we need to get outside of these four walls, the message that we need to get to a lost group of people who maybe they're not lost to God, but they've become lost to the church world. But God knows right where they're at. He knows the hair on their head. He knows the heartbeat. And so you and I want to get in that place, in that position, where we tell them, look, if you'll just give me an opportunity. What happened? These people, they touched Jesus because somebody gave them an opportunity. And they gave them an opportunity. They listened to them. Can you believe this year that influence is coming in your life? God is going to give you influence in people's lives to be able to cause them to be in the place where they can be touched and they can touch Jesus. That's what this year is going to be all about. Expansion. You're going to be amazed. You're going to be walking in certain situations and circumstances, and all of a sudden there's going to be people that you did not even know that they knew that you existed. You wouldn't even imagine that they thought that they would pay any attention or take heed to any word you might say. But God's going to touch their heart, and you're going to be in that place to tell them, hey, Jesus is wanting to touch you. Will you reach out and touch Him? Yeah. Amen? And He wants to meet the whole area of your life. He wants you made whole. Amen? He wants you made whole. Now let's go to John chapter 8. We was in John chapter 10. Now this is the critical part for you and I to be able to get into that place of helping people. In John chapter 8, we know these verses very well, very powerful verses of Scripture. But I want to use this to illustrate how we can have a relationship with God. We can have the Word of God working in our life, and yet we can still be in a place and a position where we're deceived. We can be in a place and a position where we're still outside of God's best. I want God's best, don't you? He wants His best for me. He wants His best for you. And He sent Jesus for us to be able to qualify. Come on, you qualify this morning. It's because of the grace of God. I love that, don't you? All right, notice in John chapter 8, Jesus is talking to the scribes and the Pharisees. He's trying to teach them. He just released the woman who was caught in adultery and all of these things. But it says in verse number 30. Let's go start with verse number 30. John 8 and 30. And as Jesus spake these words, many believed on Him. Now see, we've got to come to the place of the understanding that my belief, I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me, my belief is not perfected yet. And I can believe the word that Jesus speaks to me to a certain point, but if I'm not willing to allow the Spirit of God to empower me and to move me forward, if I'm not willing to hear that word and then add to that word with obedience, then when I'm challenged, I'm going to step back instead of stepping forward. So here we have this revelation. They've heard Jesus teach. They have saw His actions. And it says that many believed on Him. But notice what happens. Verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, He said, if you continue. See, that if is a big two-letter word. He said, thank God that you're believing me for what I've told you right now. But I'm fixing to tell you something that's going to challenge you. I'm fixing to tell you something that you're going to have to make a decision whether you believe me or not. See, it's easy to believe that God loves me. It's easy to believe that Jesus died for me.
But I've got to come to the point where I see that it's God's will, that He wants my life, He wants your life, He wants everybody's life made sozo, made whole, made complete. And the only way that can happen is you have to receive it, I have to receive it, and we recognize and realize how we're made completely whole is that we go into all of our world like Jesus said, and we get the person to the left and the right, to front, to the back of us. Because you'll never be whole, I'll never be whole, until we recognize that we're all a part of the many-membered body. And I need you, you need me, we need the brother down the street, across the road, we need each other. All of us have got to come together. And so, here Jesus says to him, He said, if you continue in My Word. Now, this tells us that there's going to be a great possibility when you hear the Word of God and challenge in your spirit that your flesh and your mind, will, and emotions, your soul is going to start arguing. And the devil is going to start amplifying the volume of doubt and fear, questioning how. How could this be? All of these things. So Jesus said, you've got to make a conscious decision that you're going to continue. The word continue here is meno. It means to abide, to live with expectancy. In other words, you're expecting, hey, right now, this is hard. I'm in a tough situation. But I know that this is just a season. This is just for a moment. My God is on the scene. He's going to take me to that next pasture. And that next pastor is going to be a completely different type of food, different type of word, because I'm going to need something else, because this is just for the moment. Amen? Be encouraged this morning. I know it's hard. I know when you struggle and you kick against the pricks, and it seems like that one thing turns into something else, and it seems like that the blanket of the enemy, the cloud, gets thicker and thicker. I'm here to tell you, the anointing of the Spirit of God has not changed. And the anointing will destroy. It will break the yoke off of you. Amen?
Yes, amen.
He said, if you will continue in My Word. So I've got to make a choice to continue to abide in that place of expectancy. Some of you, you've heard a word from the Lord, and it's been a while. I'm very cautious to say, because a lot of times you know people think that you say things because you know things. I'm here to tell you this morning, listen, you've got to hold on. I'm not talking out of my head. I'm talking out of my spirit. You've got to hold on to what God has told you. You've got to hold on to your promise, because God's Word will never fail. Now, I can abort it, and I have. Amen. I have let go of it. But this morning, I'm here to tell you, and I'm here to encourage you, you're not going to let go of it. You're going to hold on to it, and it's going to produce, because it is His Word. You didn't dream it up. You didn't ask for the dream. You didn't ask for the vision. You didn't ask for the Spirit of God to say that to you. But the Spirit of God spoke it to you because He loved you, and it's yours now. And so you hold on to it with everything you've got. You continue in that, and you allow that to take you to the next pastor. You allow that to take you to the next Word, because His Word is, hallelujah. The Bible is progressive revelation. And the only way that the Word can produce what He would have it to in your life and my life to the fullness, to the level that He desires, is that we hear this Word right now, and then we allow that revelation to come, and the steps there. See nothing in the natural, but in the spiritual, you know that there's steps there. And you step out by faith, and all of a sudden you're climbing higher than you've ever been before, because you're not climbing by self-knowledge or by self. You're climbing by the Spirit of God. Amen?
Amen?
Okay. He said, if you continue in My Word, then are you My disciples indeed. So we have the connotation here. The word disciple, of course, means mathetes. It's pupil, it's learner. But it's where we get our English word discipline. So you've got to see, I've got to see this morning that I'm going to have to be disciplined in the Word of God. I'm going to, in other words, I'm going to have to say, this is what God says. This is how I feel. But what God has said has the final say. See, I'm going through some things as God is getting us to the next level. And as we always move to the next level in the Lord, He shows us some things that He wants to prune and purge out of our life. And as He shows us these things, all of a sudden, now the flesh wants to reject. And our mind wants to question and argue. But if we will hold on to that word and we'll become disciplined and let the word have the final say, all of a sudden, that thing that I didn't recognize and realize had a hold on me, was a limit in my life, was a stop in my thinking, was a hindrance to God's blessing in my life, all of a sudden, it loses its power. This morning, somebody in here, you need to know that the thing that is trying to overwhelm you, it has no power in the name of Jesus Christ. No power. But why? Because Jesus said all power in heaven and earth has been given to Him, right? So He has all power. So if He has all power, then the devil has. All right. He said, now I want you to notice this. He said, then are you my disciples indeed? And notice, He said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So the only way that I'm going to recognize the truth and be able to be indeed a disciplined disciple is I have to work the Word. If I work the Word will work for me. Amen? Every time. And so He said, I would know the truth. So right now, there's some situations where it's very cloudy in your life. There's some situations where it's almost like you're looking into the smoke of a pine knot. Come on, when you build a fire and you use a pine knot, come on, there's that, you can all see it. You can see it in your mind's eye. That's what's happening in the spirit in your life. There is such an intense heat of a trial, a heat of a situation, and the smoke is so dark and it's so irritating. But I want you to know that He said if you would continue in that, and if you would recognize that the truth is inside of you, all of these other things is external. The devil's trying to get into your life, but he can't get into your life because you have gave your life to Jesus. Amen? And so all of those things are external. So just know the truth. When you right now, there's some things that's happening, and you said, I just don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how this can be changed. I don't know how this can be different. I don't know how the outcome can be what God says when one and one is two, and right now I'm in the middle of one and one. I'm here to tell you, you and I, we can rationalize ourselves out of faith, and we can stop the will of God. But we're not going to do that because we're being challenged. We're going from pastor to pastor. We're coming to that place where we recognize and realize God has greater things for us. Amen? Now notice, verse 33. They answered him, and they said, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Now can you imagine? We're standing back on this side of it, and we hear this statement, and we recognize and realize they had been free and in bondage and free and in bondage countless and countless of times. Just look at the book of Judges. I mean, but see, that's what deception is. We can believe God for salvation, but can we believe God for complete deliverance? Can we believe God for complete healing? Can we believe God that He can put the broken pieces back together? We've got to be able to be in the place where we say, I'm going to know the truth. All of these other things, let every man be a liar, but let God be truth. Amen? Let Him be true in my life. That means I've got to reckon and realize that even myself, I need to see that if it's not matching up with this word, my mind, my emotions, my body is lying to me. Yes. Amen? All right. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, truly, truly. This is an oath statement. This is a legal term. I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. Now, notice how he likens here to the reality of continuing in the Word, being disciplined in the Word, receiving the truth with sin. Because if we don't receive the Word that He is dealing with us, it is rebellion. Yes. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. And so we've got to recognize and realize here he's trying to get them to the place to see that you don't have to be a servant. You don't have to serve sin. You don't have to serve the lie of the enemy. You don't have to serve the storm and the trial. It's not bigger than your God, my God. Amen?
Amen.
He wants us to see that because we have the Son, we have all the promises.
Yes.
Now, this is an amazing thing. You and I were in this earth, but we're alive now unto God, and we're seeking the God that gave us His Son to justify us and to make us righteous. We're seeking and searching for Him first and foremost. And so we're living from heaven in the earth rather than from the earth to heaven. And so the reality is that when you accepted Jesus Christ, all of a sudden you had the promise that you was going to be entering into Him, and you were going to be moving from truth to truth, from revelation to revelation, and your life was never going to be the same. You're going to be moving from victory to victory. Brother Duckett, I was thinking about you and your squadron and how you didn't stay in one place too long. And you went and you done what word was gave to you. And when that word was accomplished, you moved on. Moved to the next place and to the next place. And all that was a process of taking the enemy down. Isn't that exciting today to know that the word that you hear is going to be the process of taking the enemy down out of your life in that situation? You're not going to fight this same battle again. I'm not going to fight this same battle again. We're going to call it dead, done, buried, under the blood, and we're going to give God praise for the victory. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now notice, verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, now how did He say the freedom come? He said you'd know the truth. So I've got to be willing to recognize and realize that God wants to give me some truth. And so what I do is in the name of Jesus, I bind every outside voice, I bind everything that is trying to get inside of me, and then I say, flesh, in the name of Jesus, you go back to the cross. I'm coming after Jesus. So that's why. That's how you know that you're going somewhere. Because Jesus, over and over, He said, come and follow. That's why you know that you can go from pastor to pastor. Because Jesus, Matthew 16, down about verse 24, He said, if any man, if you're going to come after Him, you got to be in that place where you're willing to follow. But that's what you're willing to do. And so He said, you would know that truth, and He said that truth that was in Jesus would make you free. Now, isn't that something that the devil doesn't want us to know, that the freedom is as close as the Spirit of God speaking this word off the page into your heart? And that's how fast it is for everyone that you're believing for, everyone that I'm believing for. The devil wants us to say, oh, you might as well give up. You've prayed, you've done this, you've done that. No, just at the right moment, the Holy Spirit can sow that word in their heart. And they can have deliverance, they can have victory, they can have freedom. Amen? He said, you'll know the truth. And He said, Jesus will make you free. So it's God's will for you to be free from every situation. And that's your message to people. You see somebody who is hurting. They're in an abusive situation. They're in a hurtful situation. They're in a place of despair where this doom and gloom, like we were talking about, the spirit of heaviness. Isaiah 61 talks about that God wants to take that spirit of heaviness and give us a spirit of joy. Amen? That's what God has for us. That's the truth that you and I are to minister. But they've got to be willing to follow the Lord. Go with me to very familiar Psalms 23. Let's look at verses 1 and 2 for sake of time. Now, Psalms 23 is the present psalm. It's the shepherd's psalm of now. This, you and I should be living out of this psalm. Every part of our life should come from the reality that Jesus is our shepherd. Now, notice, Psalms 23:1, the Lord is, present tense. Can you make that statement? Yes, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. I shall not want. I shall not lack. Okay, this morning, I have some lack in my life, but Jesus said that He would call me by name. And He would lead me. He would cause me to come from where I'm at to go to the next path. Can I tell you where you're at this morning? There is no grass left. It's dirt. You thank God for what you ate and what you got there. But listen, God is getting ready to do a new thing in the earth. There's going to be a new anointing, a new move of God, a new spirit. What we worked, what we believed in, what we trusted in last year, thank God for it. It was fresh revelation then. But this is a new year, and this is a time of a new revelation from God, and we've got to get in that place where we can partake of what He has for us. Amen?
Amen.
All right. He maketh me, bad translation, He enables me to lie down in the green pastures. And He leadeth me beside the still waters. Now think about this. Your Father, my Father, through Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, He has a pasture for you for every situation of life. And if you and I will just lay down in that, there is our, the true bread that comes down from heaven that John 6 talks about. That's the living water of Jesus Christ of John chapter 7 that comes up out of your tummy, out of your belly. Amen? It's there for us. All we've got to do is be willing to receive it and to be willing to know that there's more in God than you've ever experienced thus far. Do you believe that? There's more. There's more. Thank God for what we felt and what we have known and the joy and the move of the Spirit of God in our life. But there's more. See, the devil wants to tell you, well, now God didn't do it last time. Why would He do it this time? Because God is a God of progressive revelation. God is a God that is moving me along. See, at one point in my life, I couldn't receive those things. But I'm getting to the place now where I am being pruned and purged. I'm emptying out where I can. Amen? Where you can. All right. Ephesians chapter 3. I'm going to let you go. We're going to apply this word. Ephesians chapter 3. Do you believe that God's provision is greater than you've ever dreamed of? I do, don't you?
Yes.
Ephesians chapter 3. Look what he says and start in verse number 7. Ephesians 3:7. The Apostle Paul says, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God. Now you and I today, we know what the word says. The word says that the grace of God is sufficient. Actually, from the Greek, it says it is enough. The grace of God is enough for whatever you might encounter, whatever I might encounter. And the Apostle Paul, you and I, every believer, we are a minister. We have been given the authority to give out of that grace the gift of God. The gift of God is Jesus. Amen? Now notice what he says. He said it's the effectual working of His power. The effectual working of His dunamis, His power. It's the power of God in your life, in my life. And it's effective. Now, what is that effectual? What does that mean? It means effective. Now, you and I, we've all bought things in the natural because somebody said, boy, these work good. Thank God it worked good for them, but it might not work so good for me or for you. But that ain't the way it is with God. It's effective in His power according to His child. Amen? Now, notice what happens. This is what he preached. He said, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles, and notice this is why we came here, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, we hear that word and we get a little nervous. Well, if it's unsearchable, then I'll never know. From the Greek, it says it's not been traced out. You know, when Lewis and Clark got the job here for the United States of America to map out the United States of America, they went where other people hadn't been. And they showed how to get where they needed to get. Come on, the Spirit of God is in your life this morning. He wants to get a hold of your heart, my heart, and He wants to take us to a place we've never been before. He wants to take us to the depths of Jesus Christ. He wants us to be rooted and grounded in the love, in the truth, in the reality of who His Son is. Amen? And so there's something that you haven't traced out this morning. You say, well, I've prayed that before, and it didn't come to pass. They've anointed me with oil before, nothing happened. I've looked and I've walked in this and I've walked in that, and it hasn't come to pass. Today's your day. Today's your day. God is a God of progressive revelation. He is a God that is wanting to take you and I to the next step in Him. But all we've got to be is willing to see that God said, I would know the truth. The truth that I'm in right now is not meant to be forever. Now, right now, the truth is that God's holding me up to keep me from falling. But He wants me to go into the next place of truth where I'm able thus to tell somebody else and to minister the reality, the grace of God in their life.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. You know, it's so strange what we have here in America and what we put to practice. You know, 87% of Americans have running shoes. Less than 2% use them. Over and over. Very true. I'll date myself because I don't watch sports anymore. But when I used to love the Dallas Cowboys, and Tom Landry was their coach for nearly 30 years, he made this statement. He said, football coaches, they cause men to do what they don't want to do to be able to accomplish what they would never be able to accomplish, but what they want to in their heart. See, the Word of God causes your spirit to be dominant in your life. And it empowers you, enables you to do what otherwise you'd never be able to do, because the Spirit of God in your spirit exalts Jesus. And when Jesus is exalted, all the promises of God comes to you. But part of those promises is that it draws other people. You're not an island. I'm not an island. We are a very vessel. We're a safe harbor of truth. That's who you are. And so this morning, I want us to go from pastor to pastor. I want us to go to the next word. And I want you to know that where you're at this morning, you've held on with everything that you could hold on with. But I want you to be encouraged that you, when you make that altar in your heart, you're going to come to that next place. There's going to be a word by the Spirit of God that's going to come into you. And it's going to make you free. It's time to let go of the past. Let the past be the past. Embrace what God has for you right now in this season. The season that says that you are more than enough in Him. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You for Your goodness, Your grace, Your mercy. I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for the power of Your Word. I ask You right now that You would touch and draw every person. Lord, I know that You're a God that is speaking to their hearts. You know where they're at. You know what they're dealing with. I ask that You reveal Yourself to them in a new way. Lord, some here, they need instruction. They need direction how to let go. They need instruction and direction how to embrace and grab hold of what is the truth for the future. Others, they need a further revelation of what You have showed them, that they need to be disciplined in that. And if they'll continue in that, that the Son will exalt them in the truth. Father, we ask right now that You do what only You can do. Get a hold of our hearts. Our confidence is not in man, but our confidence is in You and the love that You have for us. Touch and draw. We'll respond. In Jesus' name. Would you come? Would you come this morning and make yourself an altar? Don't struggle anymore where you're at. You know, in the struggle, there's a great chance for growth. But in the struggle, we can wear ourselves out. And this morning, you need to be refreshed. Amen? Would you come and let the Spirit of God breathe on you afresh? Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus.